Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let's get to lie number five. We did a nice job with that. Lie number five is we always kind of need to know whose fault it is. And, you know, it's like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? I've heard that expression before.
Right. And for me, because I work with people on relationships all the time in my practice, what I see is I can either be right or I can be in right relationship.
So say more about that.
Well, if I have to be right, sort of quote unquote, and people say, oh, Glenn, I just had this need to be right. And I think, no, see, here's the deal. You don't have a need to be right. You have an overwhelming fear of being wrong.
Okay, that's a little heady.
Yeah.
Say
well,
that again.
Let's say this. Let's say I'm one of those people, I always got to get the last word in because I got to be right. I promise you, my last word, whatever sentence I say, is never about being right. It is always about making it very clear to the other person that they're wrong or stupid, that their idea will never work, or that they're selfish, or something that makes it really clear, no, you are the bad one, not me. Which is why I say I can't play that game and be in right relationship, because playing that game will literally over time destroy every relationship I'm in. So I can either play that game where I think I'm being right when really I'm just trying to make somebody else wrong, or I can be in right relationship, but I can't do them both, because once I start playing that game, it will kill all of my relationships slowly, gradually, over time. People just don't want to spend time with me.
And there will be a lack of resolution in that relationship, correct?
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly. Because, see, here's how I know when people say I have to be right, that they really just don't want to be wrong. They're afraid of being wrong. Two people, let's say me and you are kicking around a day that you should have me on your show, and we're really trying to be right. We don't make each other wrong. We're really just trying to be right. You're going to list some days that would work for you. I'm going to list some days that would work for me, and we're just going to figure out, you know, okay, great, what would be the best day? And that's going to take us about a minute and a half, right? So if we're really trying to be right, really and truly, we'll get through that very quickly. We'll come to a nice answer. We'll both think that seems good, and then we're done. But see, if really we're just in a conversation where I don't want to be wrong, every sentence I say doesn't lead us closer to resolution. It's just like, no, you're wrong. Honestly, it's like if there are like a couple of four-year-olds in a room, and they're fighting. And so mom comes in and says, hey, what happened? And the first one says, he pushed me. And the second one says, but only because you took my toy. The person says, yeah, but only because before that, you took the thing I wanted. It's like, so they just go back and forth talking about whose fault it is. And, of course, it's always yours, not mine. And so all they do is go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, making the other one the bad one. They not only don't get to resolution, it's not even on the table. So they will never get to resolution. So nothing ever actually gets finished, which means that icky conversation we just had now or that argument we just had now is going to come up again tonight or tomorrow or next week because we never actually resolved it because we just got stuck in talking about whose fault it is. And so what happens then is over time we notice, geez, we're having the same arguments over and over and over again. We have the same icky conversations over and over and over again.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.